Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As we all worship and grace alone brings us to 11 minutes past 4. A very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in. It is a Monday's edition of Spectrum. And on a sadder note, but also on a good note, it is my last day on Monday Spectrum, but I'll introduce you to the perfect guy that'll be doing it a bit later on, and I'll just have a chat with him so you can hear him and welcome him properly and officially on Monday Spectrum. I'll tell you where you'll find me again, but for now, it is Monday, and round about now, usually we have conversations with anybody and everybody who's doing amazing things in our society. And today I'm speaking to Khatile Nkala, who's the Corporate Executive Services Executive at Transport Education and Training Authority, otherwise known as TETA. And we're talking also about the Empower Women in Transport Summit in partnership with TETA. And so she's on the other side of the line. Khatile, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners, and thank you for having me.
I'm actually glad, Khatile, that I finally get to speak to somebody from TETA. I remember at the last Empower Women Summit, I was there, and I was really just trying to get somebody to chat to, and I couldn't get them. So how lucky am I to finally get somebody to have a chat with me today? So, Khatile, welcome, welcome, welcome. Lovely to have you in with me today. Now, can you share your personal journey with TETA and what inspires you to champion women's empowerment in the transport and logistics sector?
Mm-hmm. I have been in the transport sector for quite a while, and actually I was coming from the transport logistics airline industry and transport logistics when I joined TETA. So I was on the other side of the table as an operator. Then I joined TETA in 2019, so it's about 5 years ago.
Wow.
And it's quite an amazing journey. The transport sector itself has got very few of us, of women. And that really I know from the time when I was still in the airline industry, that we really are not a lot of us. And historically it has been like that. And I have been in many of the forums where high-level people have championed transformation in the transport industry just so as to entice women to come through, but to keep them.
That's another story.
It has always been a quest for a long time.
Now, why do you believe it is essential to focus on women's inclusion in industries traditionally dominated by men, such as transport and logistics?
Yeah. Well, firstly, it just means that if there are not enough women, we are not reflecting what the society reflects. Because
True.
The society at the moment has got more women than men.
Exactly.
But then, absolutely, just also then means that in the transport sector, historically, we've been just behind in moving the needle and in just getting the pistons of the engine working to get women to come on board. But on board on those skills and roles or portfolios that matter. And I say this because in many of the roles that are there in the transport sector, you'll find women in low-level or mostly dominated women roles. For example, in the airline industry, you'll find many women as air hostesses. But that's not where transformation is. So you
exactly.
need to see them in leadership. You need to see them as engineers. You need to see them as pilots. You need to see them in those roles where they have traditionally been dominated by men.
Exactly.
And that's where we come in as TETA.
Oh, wow. Now, what specific challenges do women face in breaking into the transport and logistics field? And how can we then address these obstacles effectively?
Yeah. We just need to break out of the tradition mode. And it's very difficult. So when you go into a male-dominated environment, firstly, there are barriers.
Of course.
And sometimes it's not because it's not of design, conscious design. They are just not thinking that they need to do things differently because women are there. And I'll give you one example.
All right.
When I was in the airline industry and we were enticing women to become technicians to maintain aircraft engines, policies were not allowing women to come in. Just on simple things. There was no, there were no change rooms. Something that is very basic that we take for granted, but they were not there because we always had male employees. So it starts there with policy making, but it also starts with just the behavior, just people understanding what inclusion is.
Of course.
And people, those managers are people.
Exactly.
Those are people that you see sitting at the pew next to you. There may be a manager, when they're in church, they're thinking differently, but when they're at work, they're seeing things differently. We need to start inculcating in them that these women are also capable of doing what you can do as a man.
Exactly.
So it starts with policy, but it starts with conversations, and it also has to do with the support that we need to design to give the women. And it has to be by design, because it also will not come naturally.
Exactly.
That somebody will just support a woman. And programs like mentorship, where consciously we make sure that there is somebody who walks with the women, who supports them, and it does not have to be another woman. It can be a man. It
All
is someone who has walked the road before them. That's what a mentor is. A mentor is someone who can hold your hand, who's traveled the road before you. Now, traditionally in the transport sector, that person is a man.
Sure.
They have traveled the road before. So you need the ins and outs from them.
Yeah.
But you also then need someone who can teach you how to maneuver very quickly, and that you can find in a coach who will teach you specific things of how to survive the road. So you need this kind of support, and we need to be intentional drafting, designing that kind of support, and that's what Tita does.
Wow. Now, Katile, Tita is actually committed to creating a supportive environment for women, like you're saying. Can you then elaborate on the initiatives or programs that you've implemented to promote skills development and training for women in this sector?
Absolutely. So we have realized that the transformation that we require in the transport sector is also in the leadership echelon. Mm. So we do fund and we also design with academic institutions programs that we call international leadership development programs, where we identify women from stakeholders. Now, stakeholders are employers in the transport sector. So all these big employers that send their employees to these programs, and they go through an international immersion, and they spend about 2 years or just over 18 months in the program, where they will eventually emerge as leaders in the transport sector. And if I want to now align it to skills development, I'll say to you, it's now aligned to NQF level 9. So they really do come out as senior managers, and they are now able to lead in the transport sector, something that we believe at Tita that that's where we will bring transformation at. Because we know statistics do show that there's not a lot of women, actually nationwide and in all many sectors, there's not a lot of women as senior managers, you know, in high levels in the boardroom. So those are the programs that we do, that we support. But we also then craft programs for women that are entrepreneurs, and women will hear about that tomorrow. In the trucking industry, also in the taxi industry, women who want to become entrepreneurs, and we do what we call new venture creation with stakeholders, and they take them through steps of how to develop a business idea. And they get support through mentorship as well. Somebody who's traveled the road before them, who's run a business, but who can assist them. And we also help them to access funding. So that when they emerge out of this new venture creation, they are, you know, they've got a registered business, they've got a mentor, they have gone through the hoops that are always very difficult for someone to go through when they're trying to put together a business. So those are the areas that we as Tita realize that we need to bring transformation intentionally in those areas. But also in with employers, tomorrow people will hear from a pilot. A pilot, somebody who works. Tomorrow it will be somebody from the Air Force. But also in airlines, you do find pilots. Now, the training that those pilots undergo is very expensive. but we partner with the industry, those employers, to fund those pilots. But we become intentional to the extent that we then say, you know, guide as to how many women can we fund so that there are, there is at least transformation, because it's very difficult to find women who are pilots. But if we do not intentionally fund them, and we guide employers and say, go find them from the regulators and from the licensing authorities in the CAA, go find them, and we will fund them with you, or we'll fund them for you. We will not have the transformation that we see today. So those are the areas that we really pioneer in the transport sector.
So how do you then envision the role of mentorship and leadership development in helping women succeed in transport and logistics?
Yeah, because transport sector itself, it's, you know, we said earlier that it's very difficult to penetrate. And when you're there, you are almost isolated because it's male dominated. And that's the important part.
Yeah.
That when you are venturing into something, or you're in something, you have partners, you've got people that you work with, people who will support you. So through mentorship, people will be supported in that there is someone, or there are people, because it can be a mentorship circle. It cannot, sometimes it's not one person. But there is, there are people who've traveled the road before you, who know the ins and outs of the road, and they know the hoops where they are, and they know the knots, and they can help you to navigate it. And that's very important.
Yeah.
Remember, a person like Warren Buffett himself, a very successful person in the whole world, said mentorship is very important. And had he known that when he started, he would have ventured into it very quickly.
Wow.
Now, if he, as successful as he is, realizes that we should also see that we also need it, especially in areas where it's just very difficult to penetrate and it's just very difficult to navigate. So that's how we see mentorship as, and that's how we see mentorship you know, helping our women navigate the difficult terrain of transport.
Yeah, you know, Katila, I know we can easily be complained, you know, of that we love fitting ourselves in as if we are any different. Now, I'd like you to share, in your opinion, what unique perspective do women bring to the transport and logistics industry, and how can these contribute to innovation and transformation? Because I really do believe we do bring something, you know, special.
Oh, absolutely. in fact, you know, remember, many households have got mothers, and mothers have got this excellent skill. And I saw somewhere where they say mothers are like buttons; they hold every piece of garment together.
Of course,
so imagine that leader who is a lady in a team, who is able to hold the team together. Because that's one dynamic that can make or break you. You can be a senior executive or a board member, but if your team, who are board members, or your team as executives do not hold together, do not work together, that team will go into disarray. So we've got that innate ability as women, because we are naturals.
Of course.
To hold things together, and we've got this ability just to give a person care, if I want to put it like that. We care about people because we are naturals. And when somebody is going through development, whether it's skills development or development into becoming a senior executive, they need someone to listen to, you know, they want to be listened to. So they need that ear, and we are very good at that. But we are also able to manage our emotions as women. We've got that gift.
Of course.
And that's what makes a team tick, when emotions are able to be managed, and conflict is able to be resolved properly, but we are also are able to help one another as women. And that's what we always, always at Tita drive. And that's why we call a lot of women onto the platform. And you'll see it on Wednesday, when a lot of women come through in one platform to say, I can assist in this, or I can lead in this, or I know this that can happen. And that's what we are. We are very good at this. So women have got these innate abilities that make us special.
Of course.
But also in the boardroom.
Wow. How can organizations then ensure that their commitment to diversity goes beyond metrics and leads to meaningful change within their corporate culture?
I think if organization realizes that it's not about numbers, but it is about being impactful.
Of course.
That's when the needle will stop moving. Because at times being impactful means that you may just design something that is one thing, but that's very impactful, that moves the needle. And the needle may just be you are looking for women who are, say it's in the maritime sector, because that's one of our sectors, and we are looking for welders, and we want to develop welders, but we go find the women and help them to develop as welders. That's very impactful, because that skill is very scarce skill in South Africa, but it's also a commodity, so it's very transferable, and they can go and work overseas. So that's the type of impact that we also make at TITA, but we encourage organizations to do, just to be impactful and not just look at numbers.
Yeah, I love that. And as we are about to celebrate Transport Month, what message do you have for women who aspire to enter the transport and logistics industry? And what has TITA planned to observe the month?
The message of encouragement to the women I have is we can do this. There are men at the end of the spectrum that are waiting and are beckoning to us to say, come through. They are sponsors to us. So let's not shy away. You know, sometimes that road of success is actually sponsored by a man.
Yeah. That's true.
We must also be open-minded to that.
True.
But they must come along to Sun City Resort, because we will be under one roof, in one platform, and we will be sharing successful stories, but we will also be sharing access points for women who would like to know more about what the transport sector can offer, as vast as it is. We've got transport in the sea, transport in the, which is maritime.
Of course.
And what it offers. It offers many things, not just that trip that we normally take when we go to the Portuguese islands.
Of course.
What happens in that ship is transport.
Of course.
Tourism together. And that's what we will be sharing, to say that transport is an enabler. There are many industries that we enable, like agriculture, like tourism, that are in the Northwest, that we work together with. And people must just come out and hear what access points there are, because there are many. And we're looking for...
Okay, I'm losing you there. Katile?
Spark an idea of a business that they can follow. So we really, really look forward to connect with women, but to let them connect with others, because there just might be a beautiful spark that may come out of it.
Oh, I love that. What would you say about the importance of strategic partnership to give TITA's work the impact it intends on through partnerships such as the one with Empower Women?
Yeah, and we've come a long way with Empower Works on this, because this partnership with Empower Works sparked what we have now, which is Empower Women. So for a long time, we've worked with them. In fact, we are coming back to the Northwest, like we're doing on Wednesday. And we've worked with many partners there. Of course, the Empower Works being the connector of us and these other big partners. Partners like United Nations Women that we've partnered with before, and we have opened access to many women before. We'll also be meeting the Truckers Association of South Africa chairperson, TASA, Memory Paddy, we've worked with in 2020 before here in the Northwest. So she will be coming out again, and many others. So I encourage women to come. And those are the strategic partners, really, and partnerships that we always look forward to. Now, Northwest is also known to be a connector of transport, so a node, a transport node. So we've got trucks, but we also have taxis. And I want to talk a little bit about taxis.
Yes.
In 2020, we did a lot of work there with the Taxi Association, where we identified women and we took them through a business development program so they can be able to register their business and develop their business. And we're talking about taxis here. And many of these women were widows. Their husbands had passed away and they had to take over the fleet and the business. This was very impactful in that they were able to emerge as business owners thereafter. And the Taxi Association was very, very proud and very happy And they really were looking forward, and are still looking forward. That's why they're coming in to, on Wednesday. And you will
wow.
hear from the chairperson that we may just be able to do more work with them. There may just be more women coming out and being connected to business development, because that's how we make impact with others, and that's what Tita does.
I love the sound of that, because I think oftentimes the taxi industry is ignored and neglected, and I think people always just look down on it. And I'm glad to hear that Tita is actually reaching out and making an impact in that space as well.
Absolutely. So that's why we're saying the transport sector, as vast as it is, including the taxi industry. And that's why I'm talking about impact, because it may not be numbers that we're talking about. But it is that very idea, the innovative idea of transforming a business and registering it into a business. Because it means that the man who owned the business had passed away, but the business was not registered.
Exactly.
So that was making inroads into the taxi association. And we were very happy that we have a very good working relationship with the taxi association there to assist business development. So it started like that, but it is continuing.
That's beautiful to hear. Now, Khatile, tell me, how can women interested in participating in the Empower Women in Transport Summit register? And I keep hearing you speak about Sun City. Maybe give us full details. What exactly is happening and when?
Yes, okay. We are meeting at the resort on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the program starts at 8 o'clock at the resort. Let me just get the name of the hall here while I look for it. But otherwise, it is Warrior Hall. So we start at 8 o'clock, and the program will run up to 4 o'clock or up till we believe that we have really touched many lives. But to register, we really ask people to go onto the Empower Works website. So it will be Empower Women. The handle will be Empower Women. So it will be on Facebook. It will also be on the website. If you just look for that handle, and they'll be able to register.
All right. Looking ahead, what are your hopes for the future of women in the transport and logistics sector? And what steps do you believe are necessary to achieve gender parity?
Yeah, look, I am where I am because of the belief that someone has a belief that we can do it and we can make it in the transport sector. And here I am as an executive at Tita. So that's the kind of belief that we need to carry with us, but also be intentional in growing this ripple. If you think about a stone being thrown into a river or a dam and it makes a ripple, but now you want to grow that ripple. And that's the type of work and partnerships that we need to go into to grow this ripple so that we attract more women. And we can. This can happen, especially now that we've got innovation. We've got, I'm going to call them new fashion skills that attract young people into the transport sector and that make it interesting. But that is also a doorway and a gateway to attract women, because there are a lot of women in innovation in these new skills that we now have, where traditionally, because it was either an engineer in this or a technician in this, it was difficult for us to attract women because of just the stereotype of a technician. But now we've got this new wave of skills that are attractive, and some of the skills are actually in the e-commerce. That is an enabler in transport, where, you know, where you buy something elsewhere, but because of transport, it is transported elsewhere. So this connection also brings people into the sector who may ordinarily not have been able to come in. So those are the types of skills that we are happy that we are having. We're excited, but we also realize they bring transformation into the sector, and they may just as well be bringing women into the sector. And we're looking forward to that.
Love the sound of that. Makatele, thank you so, so much, and thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, I must say. And I'm actually quite sad that I won't be attending it, because I know the impact that these have. You know, unfortunately, Wednesday when you start, I've got a show. Thursday, a show, and Friday, a show. But maybe let me see if I can pull somebody's leg. But I must say, you guys are doing an amazing work.
Thank you so much. Thank you to hear that. and really encouraging the listeners to come out and join us. But I think if you can, I think we will be streaming live. Please just check our handles. When
all
you
right.
do find a moment in between your breaks, do go in there and watch what we do. Mm-hmm. And hope one day you will come join us. But we are traveling to many other provinces.
Yeah.
We hope that you will be able to catch us. We'll be going to Cape Town in October, and in Mpumalanga, actually in October. So you may just maybe in Mpumalanga one day and you can join us.
Of course. And I even have a Tita backpack with my laptop in it right now. So I must follow you guys wherever you go. Thank you so much, Makatile. Absolutely enjoyed this, and all the best for this coming summit.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Have a wonderful day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.